Sweden has taken steps back when it comes to basic human rights. This according to Amnesty International in the organization's annual report for 2025. One example given is the rights of Sweden's Sami population. Amnesty also mentions the tougher rules for asylum seekers who apply for residence permits in Sweden. They now have to prove that they live according to a certain conduct, in Swedish, vandel. Anna Johansson, Secretary General for Amnesty International in Sweden, says this means that the legal system works differently depending on who you are and where you come from. Sweden calls for the EU to raise tariffs on goods from illegal Israeli settlements on occupied territory in the West Bank. The measure is one suggested by the Swedish government to the European Commission in the face of continued growth of illegal settlements. The Swedish government states that Israel's actions in the West Bank are in breach of international law. A statement from the Minister for International Development and Foreign Trade, Benjamin Dousa, reads, "Sweden is already pushing for sanctions against extremist settlers and extremist Israeli cabinet ministers, but the pressure needs to increase." A person fired a gun at police officers inside a residential building in Husby in northwest Stockholm earlier today. The police writes on its webpage that they, in response, fired one or multiple shots toward the suspected gunman who was inside an apartment. No one was injured in the shooting and the suspect was arrested. The incident is being investigated as either attempted murder or aggravated unlawful threat, depending on whether the weapon found at the scene was a live firearm or not. And the Swedish Football Association has been fined following massive booing of the Polish national anthem ahead of the playoff final for the World Cup on the 31st of March. The sports governing body FIFA issues a fine of 7,500 Swiss francs, or around 87,000 kroner, for the behavior of some Swedish fans on the night that Sweden secured qualification for the World Cup. The Swedish Football Association accepts the decision. In a statement, Secretary General Niklas Karlén says, "We don't want to see such behavior from our fans." Those are the headlines this Tuesday. I'm Sujay Dutt. Tune in again tomorrow for more.